Falstaff costumes. The costumes are Jacobean, mostly dating from the 1620s, and are made of rich materials. The men's doublets are snug-fitting jackets with full sleeves, in which slashes sometimes reveal a layer underneath. Their hose can be Venetian, the fullness gathered below the knee, or slops, baggy and altogether less structured. Some ladies wear a stomacher, a triangular panel at the front of the bodice. The role of Falstaff is sung by baritone Roland Wood. Sir John Falstaff is a large-built man of late middle age whose lifestyle has degenerated from that of a respected knight of the realm to that of a dissolute reprobate dependent on alcohol. He has a shaved head and a huge beer belly of which he's inordinately proud. In the first scene he wears an ancient long nightshirt, originally of cream linen with fine embroidery on the yoke and front. It is now moth-eaten and frayed and much marred by sludgy stains. Over this he wears a long Tudor robe, inherited from his father, of faded blue and silver patterned brocade, and a huge fur collar around the neck, extending down the front edges. He has on thick woolly bed socks and square-toed burgundy-coloured slippers. When he dresses to impress the women, he wears black pumpkin breeches with an enormous black codpiece, piped in pink, black hose with pink garters, and black shoes with pink and grey rosettes. His doublet, in ivory and gold brocade with pink tie points and fastenings of pink and grey pom-poms, will no longer meet round him, and his shirt shows through the gap. A yellowing ruff, a long pink silk sash, and a pink velvet cape complete his outfit, and on his head is a large stone-coloured hat with ostrich plumes. In Act 3, for the scene at Herne's Oak, Falstaff has dressed in his old hunting gear, a worn shirt and loose breeches in dark brown wool, a buckskin jerkin which is too small, and a long grey-green cape with a fitted hood of fur, which he's pierced with twigs to resemble antlers as part of his disguise. Fenton, sung by tenor Elgin Lear Thomas, is tall, slim and dark-haired. He's Nanetta's love, is romantic and dreamy and wears beautiful but slightly dishevelled clothes. His charcoal black brocade doublet with slashed sleeves and black Venetian hose with black ribbons at the knees are directly modelled on a portrait of the poet John Donne. With this he wears a white linen shirt, the collar trimmed with lace and black ribbons. His outfit is completed by a black flowing cape which he habitually wears attached to one shoulder, a black velvet hat, black buckled shoes and ivory stockings. Later, in Act 3, he's disguised as a monk in long black wool robe with a cowl. Ford, sung by baritone Philip Rhodes, is a wealthy merchant. He's a large, imposing man, confident and somewhat arrogant. He wears an up-to-the-minute costume of 1625 with doublet and elongated Venetian hose in black duchesse satin. He has ivory stockings with red satin garters and black leather shoes decorated with rosettes. A starched white linen collar shows over his doublet, beneath which is a white silk shirt. Across his body he wears a pale grey silk sash, and a black velvet cloak hangs from his shoulders. In Act 2, Ford appears disguised as Master Brooke, pretending to be a suitor for Alice. As this character he wears doublet and Venetian breeches in olive green and has a soft white ruff. Over this, he wears a travelling cassock in donkey brown, a hat with a high crown, and he peers through wire-framed glasses. Dr. Caius, sung by tenor Alid Hall, is plump and has a good conceit of himself. He wears black, glossy clothes with a white linen ruff, somewhat magpie-like. He's French and his costume reflects his Huguenot origins. His black silk brocade Venetian hose and doublet, long black clerical cape pleated at the back, large black felt hat and gold chain are completed by mustard gold stockings which show off his well-defined calves. His olive green, silky, copious garters are a vain touch, matching the band on his hat. On his feet are black shoes with a raised heel, and he carries a walking stick which he uses to emphasise what he's saying. Bardolph is sung by tenor Jamie McDougall. He appears at the opening of the opera from under Falstaff's bed. As a retainer come friend of Falstaff, he's another dirty, disreputable character. Tall and solidly built, he's wearing ivory off-white trews and socks. He has a dirty, baggy yellowed shirt, and in the course of the scene, thoroughly drunk, he endeavours to dress himself in a dirty green kilt and broken down sporran, brown suede jerkin, a cap on his head, over which he later puts a brown pigskin Tudor hat. On his feet are military boots. In Act 3, he has a red monk's cowl and wears a devil's mask with long horns. When dressed up as the Fairy Queen, he has a white gown and long white veil, although he's still in his heavy boots. His disguise is completed with a large red curly wig. Pistol, another of Falstaff's unkempt followers, is played by Alistair Miles, a bass. His shirt is dirty grey with long lace cuffs, his trousers heavy dark grey slops, and over his shirt he wears a fudge brown crocheted waistcoat with an uneven edge. Later, Pistol is dressed like a highwayman, wearing a long, soft, asymmetrical black leather coat with a ragged edge. His costume has elements of armour, including a guard on one shoulder, a leather gauntlet missing the fingers, and an arm guard. On his head is a big hat of oily black leather, adorned with long pheasant feathers. He's used to sleeping in hedges, and his overall appearance is black and grey, greasy and ragged. In Act 3, Pistol is a fairy sprite wearing a goat mask. Alice Ford is sung by soprano Elizabeth Llewellyn. Alice is the wife of the wealthy Ford and is able to dress well in the fashion of the time. She appears in the second scene of Act 1 in a dove grey silk dress with a white silk collar and large puffed slashed sleeves. The bodice is close-fitting with a deep central V-shape stretching down to the stomach. The full long skirt is worn over a bum roll, which creates a shelf around the hips. A decorative white apron of fine, almost sheer linen hangs from the waist in a long narrow rectangle down the front of the skirt. She wears a pearl necklace with a green pearl at the centre, and her shoes are of ivory leather. In Act 2, Alice Ford wears a gold silk dress with a red gold silk shawl. Again, the bodice is fitted and ends in a deep V, the elbow-length sleeves large and puffed and trimmed with lace flounces, and the skirt is again full and wide, and this time with a long train. She wears pearls at her neck and long gold drop earrings. She has satin shoes to match her dress. In Act 3, Alice Ford has a brilliant blue silk dress with slashed sleeves and a large fur detachable collar. Over this, she wears a black velvet robe styled with a cape at the back and shoulders and a hood. This garment is lifted at the hem to show the blue dress. On her feet, she has black leather shoes. She wears a black satin mask. Nanetta, the daughter of Ford and Alice, is sung by Gemma Summerfield, soprano. She's dressed simply in a strawberry-pink ankle-length skirt and sleeveless bodice with square neck. Under the bodice is a fine white linen chemise, and over the skirt a simple white apron, while on her feet are ivory leather shoes. She has a straw bonnet with embroidered ribbons and wears a triple pearl bracelet and pearl ring. Her fair hair is pulled back into a long single pleat down her back, which reaches below her waist. In Act 3, Nanetta initially wears a beige brocade jacket decorated with green silk ribbons and a sage green floral long skirt with no apron. In the final scene, dressed as the Fairy Queen, Nanetta is in an ivory shantung silk high-waisted chemise with a long flowing train and veil of English tweel. Combined with waist-length honey-blonde hair, decorated with rosebuds, and a glass bead necklace and sparkling crystals, she has an ethereal Botticelli look. On her feet are plain white ballet shoes. Meg Page, sung by mezzo-soprano Seanad Gwen Davies, is a friend of Alice and appears with her in the second scene of Act 1. She wears a full skirt in a wine colour and a fitted jacket worked in Jacobean-style embroidery in beige gold and sage green. It has a white collar and is trimmed with green ribbons, and on her head she has a beige felt hat with a brim and a high crown. In Act 3, Meg Page wears a green skirt and bodice, and under this a white chemise which can be seen through her slashed sleeves. With this she has a pearl-grey shawl and wears a pearl necklace. In the final scene, disguised as a green fairy, Meg is wrapped in a great green shawl and holds a Venetian-style mask. Mistress Quickly is sung by mezzo-soprano Louise Winter. She's matronly in appearance and bustles about. Her clothes, belonging to an earlier period, reveal her lower status and that she's not so well off. Her long linen skirt is patterned and grey and topped by a crisp white apron. Her black silk jacket is like a riding jacket and is worn over the triangular silver stomacher, with white linen showing above, topped by a white ruff at her neck. Her black witch's hat is very tall and sits on top of a white, close-fitting coif. She always carries with her a capacious carpet bag, out of which she produces a variety of items, including knitting. In Act 3, Mistress Quickly wears a black silk bodice over a grey silk skirt. Her large collar is pointed and white, as are her cuffs. Over this is a wine-coloured, open, long coat. As a witch at Herne's Oak, she wears a big black cape, which has lots of Hessian rags attached, and she carries a witch's mask on a stick. There are six actors who perform various non-singing roles. The innkeeper of the Garter Inn wears big beige wool slops, a tan waistcoat, soft felt worsted shirt, and bright blue stockings. The gardener wears long blue wool slops, a reddish shirt, rough grey waistcoat, and a leather apron. On his feet are wooden clogs. Ford's servants wear black Venetians or slops and black doublets. One has a ruff. Two scullery maids are dressed in a way which is reminiscent of Vermeer's painting of the kitchen maid. Ankle-length red wool skirts, rough shoes and stockings are worn with a yellow bodice and blue apron, or a yellow apron and blue bodice. Both wear coifs. Doll Tearsheet, the prostitute from Shakespeare's Henry IV Part II, wears a dirty stained linen chemise in the opening scene, and later, stays with black lacing and a dark blue-grey skirt. For the last scene at Herne's Oak, there are pagan fairies and characters from folklore and literature. Krampus, a horned anthropomorphic figure, has a long hairy cape made of sisal. Moon has a long brown cape and carries a huge moon face on a stick. Bosch Bird recalls Hieronymus Bosch's painting with a beak as mask. He has a rounded back, draped in reddish cloth, and bounces along. The long-haired Don Quixote has on a helmet and gauntlet, along with other bits of armour on his thigh and knee, but his armour is incomplete. He holds the head of his horse, Rocinante, whose spine is draped with a cloth like that of a medieval knight, patterned in coloured squares. Gloriana, a stunted puppet of Elizabeth I, is in a gold dress. Her huge head with red hair is framed by a white ruff, and she carries a glass globe in her hand. There are four child actors, plus Robin, a page, who's played by Fergus Wood. Robin is a part of Falstaff's household, and as well as waiting on Falstaff, he watches much of the action in Falstaff's company. He's in his early teens, tall with dark bobbed hair. He wears a loose beige smock, sometimes with a jerkin of similar colour and brown baggy breeches, beige stockings, shoes, and sometimes a cap. In the final scene, Robin joins the other children as they appear around Herne's Oak as sprites or fairies. The two girls wear skirts, jackets, veils on their heads and animal masks. The boys are disguised as fearsome creatures, also with animal masks and huge hands.